My dear Carruthers, I will not presume to argue with you why you should not cast adrift this little one, a child as much yours as that dead woman. Only permit me to say that when you made that woman your wife, it was natural to suppose a child would be born to you. Now tell me, how about the passion, the animal nature you sneer at? The child inherits from the father, eh? But that, of course, is different. Society condones his offense, but shuns the woman. It's so damned easy for man to forget man's immorality. But we turn aside when the woman is even accused. I came here unasked and uninvited, but I'm glad I came. For now, I have your decisive answer about the little girl. I have been thinking since you have spoken and before, when I first saw her dancing behind the footlights, when I didn't know who she was, that I might give up a horse or two and support this child instead. Children are worth more than horses, and a man who saves a soul, as it says, somewhere, wipes out a multitude of sins, and it may be I'd like to get rid of a few of mine. I know just where to send her. It's down on Long Island. There are tenants of mine there, very nice farm sort of people, who will be quite good to her. They won't know anything about her, and she will forget what little she knows of her present life, and grow up with the other children. And then, when she gets older and becomes a young lady, she can go to some school. Bless me, that's too far ahead. But it's just what I'm going to do. I don't think Lester would mind letting her go if I ask it. As you say, it is a good deal of an experiment. But I think I'll run the risk. She will need to be fed a bit. They didn't treat her very well, I fancy, in that cheap, theatrical boarding house. When I saw her tonight at the theater, I noticed how very thin and wan and tired looking she was. Her little arms were painfully thin, and under her eyes, were it not for the paint, you could see how deep the lines are, and on her cheek was a red spot where Mary Vane of the ballet kissed her tonight, and another where Edna Stanley kissed her. You've heard of them, eh, Carruthers? Let me tell you, they will never kiss her again. She is going to grow up a sweet, pure, beautiful woman. She doesn't look like her mother. She has her father's features. Really, she's awfully like her father. It does seem a pity that she should grow up without knowing him, or who he is, or was, if he should die. She will never speak with him, or see him, or even take his hand. She may pass him someday on the street, and she won't know him. And he, her father, will not know her. But she will grow to be, oh, so fond of the simple old farm people who will have been good to her when she was a little tot of a child. This is she. This is the littlest girl. This, Carruthers, is your child. You cast her aside, but she's yours, Carruthers. Yours. A Davenport, prepare a room for Miss Carruthers. She sleeps here at her father's tonight.